Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And download the River Network app, and you also get Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Stephen Novotny is going to be on later today, so make sure you tune in for that as well. Now, I was going to talk with you about Dwayne Pelec. One of our great clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. And in fact, I'll tell you, I'm torn. Let me start this hour with something that I found on TikTok. The Trump derangement syndrome is really, really bad. And there are some people on TikTok that really hate Trump so bad that they just start screaming and shouting. Others are a lot more subtle. This guy, a lot more subtle, but I'm sure he has Trump derangement syndrome. That's all there is to it. Now, full disclosure, a warning. This is not safe for work. If you are listening with the volume up that anybody else can hear what you are going to be hearing, you don't want to do this at work. You don't want to have young children around when you're listening to this. This is Trump derangement syndrome, but it's not screaming and shouting. It's much, much, much more subtle. But again, not safe for work. Just bear with me here. See if I can get this thing to work right. God bless it, thing.
All right, here we go. So Donald Trump dies and he goes to hell. When he gets there, he meets the devil. And the devil says, listen, you're definitely meant to be here, but we don't have any room for you. So in order for us to accept you in, we're going to have to let somebody go. He said, but I'm going to make it fair and I'm going to let you choose who gets to leave. So come with me. So he takes Trump to three different doors. And he says, behind one of these doors is somebody you can set free and take their place. He said, but like I said, I'm going to let you make the decision. So Donald Trump opens the first door and he sees Barack Obama. And he's jumping off a diving board, landing in a pool, getting out of the pool, getting on the diving board and jumping back in. And he's doing it over and over repeatedly. And Trump goes, you know, I don't think I can, you know, I don't think I can do this for eternity. So no, I don't think I can do this. So the devil says, all right, we'll check door number two. So he opens up door number two and George Bush is in there and he's got a hammer and he's breaking rocks. And he just keeps breaking rocks just consistently. Like he breaks one rock, another rock appears. And Trump goes, you know, I got a bad shoulder, you know, golf injury, can't be doing that either. So let's go back and check door number three. So the devil takes him to door number three and he opens the door and Bill Clinton's strapped to a bed. And Monica Lewinsky comes in and does what Monica Lewinsky was famous for doing over and over and over again. And Trump goes, you know, I think I can handle this. I can get used to this. So yeah, I'll take door number three. The devil says, all right, Monica, you're free to go.
Trump derangement syndrome. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. All right. Something else that's disgusting is garbage, trash. But I've got a great answer for you. His name is Dwayne Pelec. A full disclosure, another client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. I've got the best clients. They're the best businesses. They're very big. They're very profitable. They're very committed to top quality service throughout the Ohio Valley. Very, very serious owners who care greatly about getting the message out about their businesses. Honestly, I've got the best clients. I really do. They're terrific. Dwayne Pelec is another one of them. Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Full disclosure, not only is he my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC, but I use, in fact, this is Wednesday. So I carried out the big, I don't even know what it's called, the thing on wheels that you put all the garbage bags in there, you carry it out to the driveway. And every Wednesday morning, and like clockwork, Ohio Valley Waste Systems comes. You have two people on the trucks, two people on each truck. You got the driver and the helper, and they do terrific work, great, great service. The garbage is always picked up, everything clean, never a problem. They leave the container that I wheeled out there exactly where I left it. I pay attention to stuff like this. And never a problem, never any drama, never anything, not like these big monster trucks with these out-of-town companies that just ruin our streets and only have one person on the truck and just half the time don't even show up. Oh, my God. Ohio Valley Waste System's the best. So anyway, so I went down, it was Monday, to see Dwayne and to see Lee and John and Tammy and Cat Moochie and the other cats that they have there. They've adopted, these stray cats have adopted Ohio Valley Waste Systems. So I saw Dwayne. Turns out they have been so successful since they started advertising with me doing personal endorsements for them that they had to expand their headquarters. Their headquarters are in Shadyside, Dilly's Bottom, right where that cracker plant is going to go at some decade, maybe, possibly. Anyway, so they're doing so well. They had to move their headquarters to another building, a much, much, much bigger building. And he gave me a tour of it. And it was wonderful. And there was Tammy, and there was John, and there was Lisa. Lee was very busy doing stuff. I couldn't even interact with her. Normally, she's just an absolute, you know, doll. But she was so wrapped up in work that I wanted to just leave her alone. And spoke with Dwayne. He could not be happier with you. You, my listeners, because you are using Ohio Valley Waste Systems. And now that they've expanded into the St. Clairsville area and the Barnesville area, more and more people are calling. In fact, here's the phone number for Ohio Valley Waste Systems, 740-676-1937. Again, that's 740-676-1937. Tell them Dimitri sent me. It's Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Now, they don't pick up in all areas throughout the upper Ohio Valley. And I know it's a shame, but sometimes there are certain sweetheart deals that municipalities have with certain buddies of theirs in the garbage business. And so it's really bad. But if you live in a municipality that doesn't play favorites and that allows you to pick your company, chances are, no guarantees, but chances are Ohio Valley Waste Systems will be able to help you now or will soon be able to help you. So get in touch with Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Dwayne is the guy. Call there again. Brand new headquarters. Beautiful, beautiful building. And I don't want to take all the credit for them expanding because of all the customers, but because that would be wrong, of course. But they're doing really, really, really well. And I thank you for giving them all this business. These are terrific people. They do a great job. And again, I know when I go home after the show today that that canister that I rolled out there will be empty. It'll be clean, and it'll be exactly where I left it. These people really are that good. If you're used to big monster trucks and out-of-town companies that have only one driver and no helper and half the time don't even show up, and when they do, they're half-assing everything because they've got too much work to do or whatever, I'm telling you, Ohio Valley Waste Systems, you got to give them a call and tell them Dimitri sent me. They are really that good. They really are. All right, fine. So there's that. Next, want to talk with you about the let's get wheeling. The homeless situation, the homeless problem, same story that we've been doing for 10 years, at least 10 years, same story in Wheeling. You know, you got all these vagrants who show up here to get all the freebies that they can get here from these do-gooders who are making a career out of being advocates for the homeless and serving the homeless. And they get lots of money for that, and they have lots of jobs, and they have lots of donations, and they have lots of grants. It's a whole industry. It's a whole industry. And so, of course, the problem never goes away because none of these homeless advocates and these different nonprofits that are, quote, serving the homeless, if they actually solve the problem, they will no longer have any kind of employment. They'll no longer get any donations to help the homeless or anything like that because they've solved the problem. So the problem will never be solved by these people. It will only be solved by people like me who will tell you the truth and tell you got to play hardball with these people. You got to give them tough love. You got to call them out all the money that they get from you, from your retirement account. Social Security pays the homeless more than $900 a year, or give me a month, a piece with SSI and with disability income. your retirement money is going to finance their insane lifestyles. All right. So in the city of Wheeling, almost every year, like clockwork, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on the homeless problem. The homeless are, you know, you got a garbage pickup, you got fires. I think it was a couple of weeks ago now. I was driving home one evening from, I was at the library. It was a wonderful library. Amy does a wonderful job. Amy and her people are just the best. The Ohio County Public Library, you could not ask for better people, nicer people. You could not ask for a better run library as far as I can tell. They are just wonderful. So after, as I was driving home after being at the library, I was going up through East Wheeling past Neely's and then to get on the interstate to get into the filthy Wheeling tunnel. And I see off to my right fire trucks and I think police cars all along where these vagrants have set up their latest disgusting slum. And I don't know what was going on, but I have to suspect highly likely that the homeless started yet another fire. They're famous for starting fires, and not just here in Wheeling, where they helped to start a fire that was so bad that the Market Street Bridge in Wheeling had to be repaired at a cost of over $1 million. And of course, nobody ever arrested any of the homeless because these homeless are such, you know, they're criminal masterminds, and the fire department couldn't figure out how to do this. It's just beyond pathetic. You know, in California, with a lot of those fires, I did not know this, the fire department has statistics about the number of fires that are caused by the homeless with all their encampments all over the place. And it's an astonishingly high number that the media doesn't want to mention because, of course, it's all about the narrative. They'll never tell you the truth. In fact, here in the Upper Ohio Valley, think about this. You've got all these failing media outlets. You've got billionaire Bob's failing newspapers. Billionaire, he inherited the money, obviously. And you've got these two pathetic TV stations. And yet, you never see any stories of the, well, how do I phrase this? I'm going to phrase this just the right way. Okay, let's start with the TV stations. If I were the news director of either TV station, and I wanted to tell you the truth and show you the truth regarding the homeless, you know what I would do? What news director Dimitri would do at 7 or 9 is I would put together a crew, my best camera person, my best reporter, my best field producer, and best driver, and I would send that news crew to the homeless camp, which is just this open sewer of filth and depravity and everything else. And I would say, go in there and video record everything that you see. Talk to every homeless person that you can talk to. Interview every one of them. I want hours of recorded material. I want to see every part of every camp. I want to hear every homeless person who's willing to talk to you. I want it all. And then I would do a month-long special on the homeless during sweeps month, February or May or whenever it happens to be for TV. And you would see for the first time in your life on TV, the squalor, the disgusting, the absolutely disgusting, horrible quality of life that these people are living and what they are doing to our beautiful region. But you never see 7 or 9 doing that. What you see them doing is interviewing the homeless advocates, the people who are making the money off of the homeless people, and you see the do-gooders and you see all of that, but you never see the truth about what kind of miserable, rotten, disgusting lifestyle these people live. And this is tailor-made for TV. Just tailor-made because the visuals would be overwhelming. But 7 and 9 never show you that. Instead, it's always the talking heads about people speaking on behalf of the homeless. They won't let you see the homeless and how they live for yourself. Gee, I wonder why.